Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Legendary member of the band Sly and the Family Stone of the 60s and 70s, known for hits like Dance to the Music, Sly Stone was 82. This is ABC News. A major egg recall after a salmonella outbreak has sickened dozens of people across multiple states. The California-based August Egg Company recalling 1.7 million brown organic and brown cage-free eggs. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Prices have come down a lot. The cost right now of a dozen eggs is about $2.63. And the good news here is 1.7 million, almost 2 million eggs, is relatively small compared to the total eggs we produce. Shouldn't drive prices much higher unless it gets to be a bigger recall.
The sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs begins a fifth week. The ex-girlfriend, being called Jane for this trial, is back on the stand today after testifying last week. She told jurors about a pattern, she says, of drug-fueled sex parties with male prostitutes, and also says she was coerced into taking part. She testified that Combs still pays her rent and she fears that it would stop. Combs' attorney argued the sex was consensual. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for mostly clear conditions tonight with a low of 50, mostly sunny and more mild tomorrow with a high of 79, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and the winds are out of the east-southeast at 8 miles per hour, and the temperature is currently 59 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help smaller police agencies in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of these smaller departments are able to send someone to the police academy. The proposed grant program would cover cost of academy training and on-the-job training for a recruit if a department has an officer retiring within 6 months or has more than 20% of officer positions unfilled. Anderson introduced the legislation alongside Democratic Senator Brad Paff and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. The Milwaukee Health Department is warning about infections linked to tattoos. Health officials say the cases may involve exposure to a bacteria known as nontuberculosis mycobacteria that can cause infections beneath the skin during tattooing. The health department began receiving complaints last month from minors with the infected tattoos linked to an unlicensed provider operating under the name Da Vinci Way, Inc. The provider has been cited for tattooing minors and operating without a license. Tattoo artists in Milwaukee are required to be certified and licensed to ensure they follow safety protocols. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 1.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin, prices in Wisconsin are 3 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 27.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.07 a gallon. The national average is down 5.2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.45 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said average gas prices declined in nearly all states over the last week as refineries ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. He added, while a few states experienced price cycling, a pattern where prices drop sharply and then spike every couple of weeks, the overall gentle downward trend is typical as summer progresses. If oil prices continue to rise gradually, it could eventually impact gas prices. But for now, we likely won't see any major shifts at the pump in most areas this week. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Sunday afternoon, officers from the Mineral Point Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to Clowney Street in the city of Mineral Point for a disturbance. This contact resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Matthew Rohowitz following a series of threatening and disorderly actions that escalated into a public safety incident. The incident began at approximately 4:10 when Iowa County 911 Center was contacted regarding threatening and profane messages sent by Rohowitz. Responding officers located him at a Clowney Street address where he initially refused to cooperate. Officers were shown a message in which Rohowitz stated an intent to murder a member of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. As officers attempted to explain the legal implications of violating bond conditions, Rohowitz fled the scene on foot, ignoring commands to stop. Despite deployment of a taser, Rohowitz evaded capture temporarily and was ultimately located hiding in the women's restroom of an establishment on High Street. After refusing initial commands to exit, he eventually surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident around 4:55. Matthew Rohowitz faces charges of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, misdemeanor resisting an officer, felony battery or threat to a law enforcement officer, and 5 counts of felony bail jumping. Matthew Rohowitz remains at the Iowa County Jail awaiting a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court. 2 residents of Cazenovia were arrested in Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a trailer believed to be stolen located at a residence in the township of Mifflin Sunday morning around 8:50. Upon arrival, an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy observed an active disturbance in progress and requested additional assistance. Officers from the Mineral Point Police Department, a Grant County Sheriff's K-9 deputy, and additional Iowa County units responded to the scene. Contact was made with the subjects at the residence. As a result, Joshua N. Bayless, 40, of Cazenovia, was arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, 2 counts of felony bail jumping, and on an outstanding warrant issued by Columbia County. Carla S. Zimmerman, 59, also of Cazenovia, was arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer and 4 counts of felony bail jumping. Ordering online has never been easier, and scammers know it. If you shopped from a sponsored ad or unfamiliar website and were later told your package is stuck in customs due to tariffs, be cautious. Reports to BBB Scam Tracker show this excuse is increasingly being used by scammers to delay or ignore refund requests. Common red flags to watch for are the seller blames tariffs or customs for excessive delays, you're asked to pay more money after placing your order, tracking numbers are fake or show delivery to the wrong location, and customer service is unhelpful, scripted, or stops responding entirely. To shop with caution online and avoid scams, look beyond the ad. Scammers can pay for sponsored ads on social media or search engines, just like legitimate businesses. Always research a company first, especially if you haven't heard of them. Check the reviews, all of them. Don't rely only on what you see in the ad's comment section. Look up the business name with words like scam or complaint and see what pops up. Inspect the website carefully. Look for misspellings, poor grammar, or URLs that are suspicious. A site that looks polished can still be fake, especially if it is advertised through a sponsored social media post. Use a credit card for online purchases. Credit cards often offer stronger fraud protection than debit cards or payment apps. If you don't receive your product, you're more likely to be able to dispute the charge successfully. Avoid paying extra fees after checkout. Once you've completed a purchase, legitimate sellers won't ask for additional shipping or customs payments. If they do, stop communication, contact your credit card provider, and report to BBB Scam Tracker. Be suspicious of tariff-related excuses. U.S. consumers are not typically required to pay tariffs after placing an order. If a company says your package is stuck in customs or asks for additional payment due to tariffs, that's a major red flag. And save copies of order details. Keep screenshots of the ad, confirmation email, and tracking info in case you need to file a dispute with your credit card company or report the scam. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. A local book launch featuring authors Tom Moskaler and Mike Brenninger will be held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. The two work together on the book, Pulling Together, a Handbook for Community Change. Common experiences in their lives help them create the idea for the book. The book is structured to help inform its readers on how to create positive community changes. Tonight's event will begin at 5:30 with a tour of the Richland Center Aquatic Center, which is one of the stories in the book. Following the tour, the authors will discuss what the presentation involves, followed by a Q&A session and refreshments. There will also be a book buying and signing. Cost of a book is $15. If you already have a copy, you are welcome to bring it to be signed. The Richland County 4-H is starting a new gardening program in partnership with the Richland County Foundation at the Smart Farm. The youth gardening program is open to 4-H members and youth in the community. There are three ways to participate in the program. Youth can plan, plant, and maintain a community garden. They will then be able to sell the produce at the Richland County Farmers Market and donate locally. Farmers can grow produce in a 5 or 10 foot plot. Youth can then showcase their grown produce at the Richland County Fair, or 4-H clubs can garden together a 10 foot plot and keep the produce. Meetings will be held on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 to 8 at the Richland County Foundation Smart Farm in Richland Center. You can help stop the spread of invasive species this summer. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invasive plant specialist Mackenzie Manicki says after you're done recreating outside, clean off things like your clothes, ATV tires, and even dogs to make sure seeds aren't spreading from one area to another. Manicki says if you're going camping, make sure you buy your firewood locally so you're not spreading things like emerald ash borer. More information on invasive species, both aquatic and terrestrial, can be found on the DNR's website.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, from 11 to 3, at the Muscadet Park Lion Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Quite a few things going on across the state today. We've got a low pressure system overhead just spinning around over us, forcing a cold front through the state, and of course, keeping us cooler than normal. Doesn't really feel like summery temperatures, does it? Highs today only scraped the mid-60s. These cloudy skies, breezy winds blasting us out of the northwest, gusting around 25 to 30 miles per hour, with, of course, rain-cooled air, with on and off light showers in the area. A few rumbles of thunder are possible, and some small hail could fall too, but nothing is supposed to be strong or severe. Otherwise, we will see partial clearing overnight, lows fall to about 50. Then tomorrow, the summer heat starts to build back in. It'll be mostly sunny, more mild, highs flirt with 80. Winds will still be a bit feisty out of the west, and they'll stay that way for Wednesday as well. This, of course, as they warm us up even more. Abundant sunshine, highs make it to the mid-80s. But by Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and some could be heavy. Thursday, we slide back down to the mid-70s. It'll be mainly cloudy, with showers and storms at times. Friday, overcast still as the system hangs out near us. Scattered showers still on occasion, and maybe a rumble of thunder, too. Highs in the mid-70s. We get a little boost up towards 80 degrees for Saturday with patchy sunshine. It's going to be more humid as those dew points start to rise. A few showers are still possible on Saturday. It is the wetter day of the weekend. And Sunday, nothing but dry conditions. It'll be a beautiful summer day, blue skies, mixed skies with some clouds too, and highs hitting about 80. Now, of course, we get this dry spell in the middle of the week with the warm-up because of a high-pressure system, and all the rain later in the week moves in as a cold front moves through Wednesday night, slowly moves on by as we go into Friday and Saturday. We'll stay behind it on Monday. Another low-pressure system targets the state. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it looks like some of those clouds are starting to clear away, but we are still mostly cloudy and 59 degrees after a high today of 66 and a low of 51. Last year's high was 75, and yesterday's high was 75, and we received 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1911 is 93, with a record low of 37 that was set back in 1969. Now, last year's high was 75 and a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. The winds are out of the east at around 6 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to about 18. Our barometric reading is 29.81, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers were held scoreless on just four hits yesterday, dropping the series finale at home 1-0. Padres third baseman Manny Machado's seventh inning homer was the only run of the game. San Diego took the weekend series 2-1. It was a frustrating loss because Milwaukee left 10 runners on base over the last five innings. Atlanta visits American Family Field starting tonight, with Aaron Civale taking the mound for the Brewers. And first pitch for that contest will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6:05. A.J. Smith-Shawver underwent Tommy John surgery, and Craig Kimbrell elected free agency in the latest pitching moves for the slumping Atlanta Braves. Smith-Shawver had reconstructive surgery on the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. Keith Meister performed the procedure in Arlington, Texas. Kimbrell opted for free agency today, 2 days after the Braves had designated the 9-time All-Star reliever for assignment. The Braves had attempted to send Kimbrell outright to the AAA Gwinnett affiliate. Braves announced that Smith-Shawver's surgery and Kimbrell's decision before their game tonight against Milwaukee, as they attempted to snap a 7-game skid. Jair Alexander has been released by the Green Bay Packers, ending a 7-year run in which he emerged as one of the NFL's top cornerbacks before injuries limited his availability. The Packers announced the move a day before they opened their mandatory minicamp. The decision is expected to clear about $17 million in cap space. Alexander's future with the Packers had been the subject of much speculation throughout the offseason because of his hefty contract and recent injury history. The Packers will travel to Pittsburgh to take on their former longtime quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on October 26. With a Steeler win, Rodgers will become just the fifth NFL quarterback to post a victory over all 32 league franchises. Sports Illustrated reports that Tom Brady was the most recent NFL quarterback to accomplish the feat. Others were Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Former Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin is trying to return to the NBA. Multiple reports says Griffin is interviewing for an assistant coach position with the Memphis Grizzlies. He eventually wants to become a head coach again. Milwaukee fired Griffin last season, although his team had rolled to a 30-13 record. There were reported communications breakdown between the coach and his players. And former Badgers center Steve Crowell has worked out for at least four NBA teams, most recently the New Orleans Pelicans. Crowell was a four-year starter at Wisconsin, averaging almost 10 points and just over 5.5 rebounds per game in 153 games. He connected on more than 36% of his three-pointers, and that makes the seven-footer an attractive candidate. TheAthletic.com reports he isn't likely to be drafted and may have to seek a job overseas. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planning season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
And we received this word just a few minutes ago from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Lost two Samsung phones. They were lost on Highway Double D west of Highway 80. If you find these phones, give a call to 608-647-4015. Once again, that's two Samsung phones were lost on Highway Double D west of Highway 80. If found, give a call to 608-647-4015.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Monday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed lower. U.S. planting was expected to be nearly complete in the USDA's weekly update, and the trade was expecting an improved crop condition rating. Beans were also waiting for any news out of a round of trade talks between the United States and China. July beans were 1.25 lower at 10.56. August was down 3 at 10.47¾. Following the lead of beans, July meal was 20 cents lower at $2.95.50. July soybean oil was down 12 points at $47.38. Corn was lower. Crop conditions generally look favorable with rain and mostly seasonal temperatures in the near-term forecast for the region. The USDA could raise its old crop export guess Thursday in the supply and demand report. July corn was 9 lower at 4.33½, and September was down 11 at 4.22¼. And wheat was lower. Recent rainfall has generally benefited winter wheat conditions, but it's also delayed early harvest activity in some areas. Dry weather's an ongoing concern in parts of China and the Black Sea region. July Chicago was 12¾ lower at 542. July Kansas City was down 11¾ at 537½. July Minneapolis wheat was 12¾ lower at 622½. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on that lower move in corn, waiting for this week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live is up 37 at 219.25, and October was 35 higher at 215.87. August feeders are up $1.50 at $311.65. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and demand expectations. July lean was up a dime at 107.20. August was 70 higher at 110.10. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Texas, somewhat higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Look for significant trade volume to develop in the latter half of the week. Box beef closed sharply higher on solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 217 at 367.25. Select is $2.20 higher at 358.93. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, even on the weekend down more than 7,000. On the year. Cash hogs were sharply higher with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 267 with a weighted average of 103.22. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.50 higher with a weighted average of 104.33, and the Western Corn Belt up 221 with a weighted average of 104.71. Pork values were lower, down $1.22 at 110.29. Hams were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 17,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. U.S. crop condition ratings improved at least slightly over the past week. That followed another week of generally favorable development conditions in most of the Midwest and Plains. But heavy rainfall did have at least some impact in parts of the region. USDA says 71% of U.S. corn is good to excellent, up 2% on the week. 68% of U.S. soybeans are also good to excellent. More news is next.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Farm Service Agency Executive Director is reminding farmers to file crop acreage reports soon. Michigan's Joel Johnson tells Brownfield the foundation for all USDA producer programs is good record keeping.
Programs that come from USDA rely on the farm records from each individual, and part of that is keeping their crop certifications up to date. July 15th is the deadline for most crops.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to make a decision this week to sign or veto a bill that would limit eminent domain for carbon pipelines. State Ag Secretary Mike Negg says it's a complicated issue.
There really are the issues of what the health and the future of our renewable fuels industry, but also an appropriate use of eminent domain, and do we have the right guardrails in place for that.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says exports to China have fallen to COVID-era levels as the impact of tariffs continues. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Enlist stewardship. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Stewardship of crop protection products allows farmers to make successful herbicide applications while preserving the efficacy of their products. Corteva Market Development Specialist Ron Geis tells Brownfield the farmer is the ultimate steward of the land, and he says crop protection stewardship isn't that different. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Science Market Development Specialist Ron Geis says farmers are stewards of the land and stewards of crop protection tools like the Enlist weed control system.
Every product has its own unique characteristics, and Enlist is no different. So we're going to suggest that you always read the label and then also look up the local product recommendation guides and our local use information that we have. Enlist is the only 2,4-D herbicide that's labeled to use on the Enlist crops, and it's been specifically formulated to stay on site so it lands and stays where you spray it. So how do we make sure that we steward the Enlist properly? Number one, use the correct full use rates. One way to keep the system viable for years to come is by making sure that we don't have weed escapes to start with. Timing to the weeds is also very important. Most of our problem weeds are susceptible in that 1 to 3 inch size, with a kind of an absolute maximum of being 6 inch size weeds. But let's focus it on that early application with 1 to 3 inches, and then provide extra residual control in the tank mix so that the weed control can continue on after the day of application. Nozzles are also an important part of the Enlist system, and we have developed a list of appropriate nozzles that create a good balance between keeping the product on place where you spray it, but also providing the best weed control possible. And then tank mixtures would also be a part of that Enlist system for good stewardship. Always want to see a second broadleaf mode of action with the Enlist program, be it Roundup or Liberty. But in addition to the broadleaf tank mixture, we have the flexibility of using fungicides or insecticides and different adjuvants, and all of those are listed on our EnlistTankMix.com website as approved tank mix partners for the Enlist system.
Is that website the best place for more information?
Yeah, I would encourage people to go to Enlist.com. And remember, being good stewards of any chemistry or good stewards of the land all involve the same principles. Do the right things so that you get the maximum performance, but minimize any of the negative things that can happen so that future years or future generations can benefit from good decisions that you make today.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Stubborn as they come, you'll never settle down. You'll always be the one
just stick around. You make all the rules. You're set in your way. You gotta have your freedom. You gotta have your space. But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get the side. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg and not to go. Ask me how I know. Go on and shake your head. Tell me that I'm wrong. Say I'm just another fool. And this is just another song. But I know how you are. Cause I know how I am. And not do anything to go back and try again. Cause one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg her not to go. Ask me how I know. Girl, I swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg her not to go. How I know. Ask me how I know. Cause man, I know.
D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane. Dog run by. The squirrels have houses in the trees. Wild God put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, daddy, can you please turn up the radio?
sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty in pain, backseat driver. D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
That was Kane Brown with Backseat Driver on Country and Community. And before that, we had Garth Brooks with Ask Me How I Know. And our time is 5:45. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music for your entertainment and have some information as well. Currently in Richland Center, and those clouds are clearing away. It's starting to clear off out there. Right now it's starting to, I think, become partly cloudy, the way it's starting to look, and our temperature 64 degrees. So we are up 5 degrees from the last time we reported it during our weather report. So with that sun coming out, it's warmed things up there, out there. So good time to get out and enjoy the rest of this evening. So because it is supposed to get mostly clear tonight and a low of 50. So hope you enjoy your evening. And but those winds, just to let you know, those winds are making it feel a little cooler out there. Right now they're east northeast at 8 miles per hour. Now it's popped up to 12, so that wind is making it feel a little cooler, but the winds are supposed to die down a bit tonight. But tomorrow, pick back up again, maybe with winds up to 20 miles per hour. But enjoy your Monday evening. I know always Monday is a hard day for everybody. Most of the time, it's get back to work after having the weekend off, and we've had some pretty nice weekends with the exception yesterday of that 20-minute shower that we had. But otherwise, we've been getting some great weather. But hopefully you have some great events you have planned for this next week, because it looks like the weather might be kind of iffy. Maybe showers, maybe nice. We'll just have to wait and see as it gets closer. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost two Samsung phones. They were lost on Highway Double D, west of 80. If you find these phones, give a call to 608-647-4015. Also found yesterday, a baby blanket. It's white with pink squares and hearts. That was found on County Q near Hyatt Road. If this sounds like your blanket, give a call to 608-459-0604. And found on Saturday, a male black lab. The dog was found in the Alanis Springs area. And if this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-604-8213. And going on right now, if you're down towards Bosco Bell, if you want to head down that way and want something to eat, the Bosco Bell Food Fundraising Committee is sponsoring a picnic in the park for the pool. That's held the second Monday of each month through September. You are invited to enjoy hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs, and that's currently going on this evening until 7. Otherwise, all the other second Mondays, it's held from 4 to 7, and that's at Crown Sage Park in the Gene Larson Shelter. And, of course, tonight is the first picnic of the season. And also, Pulling Together is being held tonight, and that's going on right now until 7:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Right now, the tour of the Richland Center Aquatic Center is going on until 6:30, and then that'll be followed by authors Tom Mossgaller and Mike Brenninger presenting their book Pulling Together, and that's from 6 to 7:30. Followed by a Q&A. Refreshments will be served at 7:30. Those attending will be able to buy books and have them signed.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The Highland Cardinals and the Boscobel Bulldogs have made it to the sectional semifinal game. It will be played Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 at Blair Taylor High School, and we'll have the call on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Join us as we watch two great teams from Southwest Wisconsin trying to make it to the sectional final game later in the day. Our coverage on WRCO is sponsored by Front Porch Cafe, Moe's Bootleggers, Jones Chevrolet, Burnham Lumber, A&W Restaurant, Century 21 Affiliated, Town Taxi, Badgerland Flooring, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Osborne Stump Removal, Supps Gym, Simple Signs and Designs, Homesteader's Store, Walsh's Ace, Sunshine and Giggles, Cardinal Glass IG, TKO Barbecue, Julie Karen State Farm, and McCon Building Corporation. Game time 12:30 Tuesday afternoon on FM 100.9 WRCO.
100.9 WRCO.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with everyone. She saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. Thank God every
with nothing particular on my mind when I saw you sitting there by yourself. Why don't we put a nickel in the old jukebox and come on, baby, I'll dance off your socks, 'cause you sure look like you need a friend tonight. I wanna dance with you, be with you, maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you, maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you, we'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you. I don't even know your name yet, but you're the kind of girl a man can't forget. The way you move sure sets my soul on fire. So come on, baby, we'll show them all. We'll dance on the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine, mine, mine. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you. On the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine, 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 mine. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I said I wanna, wanna, wanna dance with you.
Since the sun started sinking down, I wanna take you where the vines grow up in the trees. We can roll up our jeans and figure this out. Oh, 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 bring your bare feet. Oh, 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 come with me
down by the river. We're testing the water, trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Let's take a little walk. And sure enough, we're gonna get closer tonight. We've been feeling what we're feeling when I said what we're meaning. No more beating around the bushes, alright.
Alright.
Oh, 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 are you ready? Oh, 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 come with me down by the river. We're testing the water, trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Let's take a little. Waves and swim out a little bit farther in the hollow.
trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Down by the river, we're testing the water, trying to cool off, but it's just getting hotter. Let's take a little walk out on the limb, close our eyes and jump in. If we're gonna fall, let's cannonball, make a few waves and swim out a little bit farther in the harbor. You and me, baby, just in the water. Just testing.